Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie back, Andy Thomas with us, one of the United Kingdom's leading researchers into the unexplained mysteries and conspiracy theories. His many works and books include the acclaimed The Truth Agenda, which explores paranormal phenomena, global cover-ups and prophecies, and Vital Signs, widely described as the definitive guide to the controversial crop circle phenomenon and nominated for a Kindred Spirit magazine's Best Book Award. Andy lectures regularly around the world, makes many regular appearances on radio and television, and here he is back on Coast to Coast. Hello, Andy. Welcome back.
It's good to be back. Thank you, George.
How are things out there in the United Kingdom?
Well, a bit topsy-turvy, I think, like everywhere. Like you, we've got big elections coming up this year, but nobody's really quite sure which way to go. And, you know, I think we're living in times now where nothing will be the same anymore, and everybody feels it in their bones, but we're all trying to pretend that everything's going to carry on as it was. And I don't think it will. I think we're very much in a new era of huge change, and, you know, I think that's what, people like yourselves and, you know, the work we're doing over here, we're trying to tap into, really, giving you perspective. Stand back from it all and look at maybe the bigger things that are going on.
Yeah, it seems like the world has just flipped upside down, doesn't it?
Yes, it has, but I guess that's not entirely a bad thing, as long as we respond in a positive way to that. But I think hanging on with our fingernails, you know, pretending that all the old things that used to work are going to carry on working, I don't think that that's the solution anymore. So we've got to accept that, you know, with the advent of AI and all of this that's coming up very quickly, quantum computing, it is going to be different. So we need to try to kind of cut the way through that, that where we get the best out of it and we survive as human beings and, you know, we don't find ourselves in a world that is no longer aimed at us.
You've got a new book coming out next year. We'll talk about that a little bit later on and definitely get you back on, Andy, when that book comes out. But the book you wrote several years ago, The New Heretics, tell us about that title.
So, The New Heretics. So, yeah, I mean, that's really my current book. Came out a couple of years ago, but it's turned out to be very relevant. So, a heretic, of course, is somebody that is deemed to be no longer speaking the orthodoxy. And, you know, throughout history, we've had heretics who've been condemned for speaking out on things that they felt were important. And the new heretics, well, that's people like yourself, people like me, people like anybody out there that is trying to study things that are branded alternative, or indeed branded conspiracy. And of course, rather cleverly, what's happened over the years is that anybody that talks about that is now sort of portrayed as the enemy because they are disrupting, you know, all the kind of normal things of life. Well, that's how it's put across. Whereas, of course, those of us that believe we need to talk about these areas, we're saying, well, no, it's not like that. We're not here to disrupt with a deliberate intent for harm, which is the way that it's put across in the media. We're trying to get conversations going that actually, you know, reveal a layer of reality that just needs to be looked at. So the book is about, you know, how do we become heretics? How can we get a world where we can actually talk about this without polarization? And, you know, we all know polarization is one of the big topics of the time. And we've now got everybody on one side or the other, or on any subject, shouting at each other across the divide. And the book, The New Heretics, is a way to try to sort of see how we can do it differently. You know, speak our truth, get it out there without winding up in a conflict situation. And it's certainly, you know, I'm pleased to say I've had a lot of very positive reaction to it. It has brought some people to looking at the other side and considering that, okay, it's all right to have a different view. And it has stood up for people like ourselves and got word out there that, look, we actually have a right to exist, to question the orthodoxies that are all around us. And, you know, hopefully it will keep doing that because we need to. We need to keep the word out there that there are things going on in the world that are not reflected in the mainstream.
And the mysteries seem to be more acceptable today than they were 10, 20 years ago, don't they?
Well, that's interesting. I would say that is probably true where you are. I think it's less true over here. I mean, I think because you've had in America, of course, you've had the U.S. congressional hearings
right.
on UAPs and UFOs, and, you know, that got a lot of coverage. It's funny, our media are much more cynical over here. And although there's been a bit of coverage of that and the issues that's raised, there's still a sneering quality here. There's still a feeling that, you know, look, this is minor stuff. It'll all blow over. You know, that we don't need to take it very seriously. But that's the impression that we get from the media. So although when you talk to people, and I give an awful lot of lectures over here and in other countries, including your own, you realize that actually there are people that are very open to the paranormal, to looking at things in a way that might be branded conspiracy and all of that. But they're afraid to speak out. And the reason they're afraid is that they feel they will be ridiculed or condemned if they do. So that's the thing, especially here, the impression given by the media is that nobody believes in these things. And if you do, you're a terrible person. But actually, when you talk to people one-to-one, that's not how it is. A lot of them are far more open than you would think. And I'm really hoping that there will be some more level of, well, let's call it disclosure, whatever that turns out to be, where the media here especially are going to have to eat a few words and actually come back to the table and reconsider their position. That would be very nice if they did.
Was the British media always skeptical?
I don't think always. I think there was a time, certainly back in the 1970s and the 1980s, you know, have people like Yuri Geller and all that talking openly about psychic phenomena, and, you know, there were people like Eric von Daniken and UFOs, and I think there was a time when there was a kind of a feeling, well, this could be something, but that all changed, that all got turned around, and then the debunking came in, and that was similar with crop circles, which is, you know, an area that I've long been very involved with over the years. Most people here think the whole thing's a joke, that it all ended 20 years ago, that, you know, every single crop circle ever was all made by people, because that's what was put out there in the mainstream in the 1990s. And although actually that position was never proved, and some of the alleged people who'd made the crop circles were really not very good at actually making them, nonetheless, it's stuck in the public's mind. And, you know, for the newspapers especially, here, which are famously voracious in their attitude. You know, they just don't want to hear anything other than what they've already stated. They don't want to be shown to be wrong. And that's why we got a problem with the whole UFO, UOP thing. They've been so cynical about it for so many decades now. They don't want to turn that around. They don't want to have to admit that perhaps they were wrong all along. And I think that's one of the key problems. And of course, that just adds to the polarization.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all five of her best-selling products, including the amazing youth-activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All that available at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
Our Defense Department, Andy, has an organization called the All Domain Anomaly Resolution Office, which came out a few months ago with a report that basically says no evidence whatsoever of ET involvement, reverse engineering, none of this. I mean, they almost like destroyed the whole concept. What do you think's going on there?
Yeah, so this is, I think we pronounce it arrow over here, but yeah, absolutely. So this is where an opportunity was missed. So we had the congressional hearings, we had a couple of well-known pilots, and of course David Grush, the intelligence officer, saying, look, there is a phenomenon here, we need to look at this. Now, not everybody is comfortable with what was said, but a lot of people feel that this was certainly a subject that should have been discussed. And so there was a moment there where there was an opportunity for, you know, the authorities to at the very least say, all right, look, there is something here. We're not quite sure what's going on, but we're going to let you know a little bit more. And that was the hope. And it looked for a brief time like that's where it was going. But as you say, suddenly this new report comes out, and it's very old world. It's absolutely like going back to nothing here to see. It's all a big joke. And I mean, the original kind of director of Arrow, who was Sean Kirkpatrick, he resigned, and he basically said, this whole kind of thing's been hijacked by conspiracy theorists. You know, you don't want to listen to them. I've seen no evidence of alien intelligence, blah, blah, blah. And the problem with that is that there is actually an awful lot of evidence that at the very least, even though it might not be absolute proof, that a lot of people in high places have reveal details which need to be looked at. There is a phenomenon, and we do have, it is said, you know, whistleblowers queuing up to be heard. But of course, now, by this new report basically trying to take us back 30 years, they're now wondering, well, maybe this isn't the time. We thought this was the time to come forward. Maybe it isn't. So we're at this really interesting moment where there's a hell of a lot of interest bubbling up and endless podcasts and researchers saying, this is obviously real. We need to know more. And then you've got the authorities saying, no, nothing to see here. So it's disappointing. But I don't think it's going to end here. I think without any question, this is going to go somewhere. But it, as a number of people have pointed out, there's a choice here. There could have been some level of official disclosure, however mild, or you get what's called catastrophic disclosure, where actually it all comes out in the wrong way unexpectedly, and there might be revelations that, you know, could upset things in a way that's actually very sort of unfiltered, which is presumably not what the authorities want. So, yeah, we're at a very, very interesting time here. Where it goes in the next year or so, it's going to be very interesting to see.
You had an incredible UFO case years ago in the United Kingdom called Rendlesham Forest. Does that come up much anymore?
Yeah, so, I mean, that's kind of like our version of Roswell, really, which, by the way, I visited just about 3 weeks ago. I'd never actually physically been there before, so it was fascinating to see the landscape around there, visit the museum and so on. But over here, yeah, we have Rendlesham Forest, so it's where in the late 70s and the early 80s, there was a couple of years where there were a series of UFO sightings around the US military base there. And we've got so much testimony that something really did occur that there really is no question. But that in itself is another sort of ridiculous situation where, despite all the people that testified to seeing this craft coming down, and indeed other craft and lights that are simply inexplicable, the world was told, no, all they saw was a lighthouse, which stood a few miles away. Now, this lighthouse was there every single day. You know, what they think the soldiers wouldn't have noticed that, and then one night they thought a lighthouse was a UFO. These are the kinds of ridiculous things that get put out there in the media, because if you don't know the evidence, if you don't think about it, it sounds credible enough to put the average person off. Anybody that knows what actually was seen at Rendlesham Forest will know that that simply makes no sense. And Colonel Holt, who was one of the kind of key personnel at the time, you know, he himself has said something did happen. Now, there's been arguments about that. Stories have got changed over the years. But nonetheless, it's absolutely clear that there was something there that was covered up for a long while. But in the end, they couldn't hold it down. And that's just one of many similar sightings, experiences around the world. I mean, this seems to be going on actually somewhere all the time. And I think that's the thing. It's not now just a few isolated cases. There's so many whistleblowers coming forward who are very credible, saying that there is a near constant interaction with these craft. Let's call them that for the sake of an argument. And, you know, authorities, and they're holding it down. But how long can you hold that down for before something has to give? So there was an opportunity in the last year to try to shift the conversation. It's just a bit disappointing that at the moment they're trying to pull it back. And I know there's a lot of forces within kind of like the industrial military complex and governments that don't want this to come out, because of course this kind of technology, wherever it comes from, it's something they want to keep for themselves and get the upper hand on the world stage with. But I'm just not sure in the end that that's going to keep working.
Andy, our friend Nick Pope used to work for the British Ministry of Defense, a great ufologist. Does his name come up much in the United Kingdom anymore?
Yeah, I mean, so Nick is kind of the go-to guy for the papers because, you know, when Nick's story came out about the work he'd done for the Ministry of Defense over UFOs, of course, you know, that was quite an interesting person to have there. there are some people that feel, you know, there are others that perhaps have got more to say, but you can't deny Nick's done a good job in getting this stuff out there. And, I mean, he's just one of many people that are now trying to kind of put this stuff. We've got great organisations like the Soul Foundation, you know, led by people like Gary Nolan. I mean, they're making huge advances in holding events, trying to get speakers who are very high level to actually talk about the whole UAP situation. And there's some amazing podcasters now that are putting out really excellent work. And you've got people like Daniel Sheehan, who's trying to kind of, like, from a legal point of view, get, if not disclosure, at least, you know, a more open conversation about all of this. So, you know, you've got so many people now out there who are constantly talking about this. And every day they're covering new footage of UFOs and new events, and yet you've got this complete silence from the media and the authorities as if this isn't actually happening. And I think that is, in the end, a kind of a dangerous situation, because it's got to go somewhere. And I know there have been big UFO flats before, but I do feel this time it's different. And because so many other things in the world do seem to be turning upside down, and I mentioned AI, and that is, you know, an area that I think is going to change many, many things. There are, of course, some people that believe that the ETs that people meet, the Greys and all of that, are in themselves a kind of biological AI. So it's bringing a number of subjects together. And some think the fact that this is coming to a head now is actually not coincidental.
Do you think there are people within government, ours and yours, that are resistant to disclosure? Is there a faction there that's fighting this?
Yes, it would definitely seem so. And certainly in the US, because, like, after the congressional hearings, you know, and obviously there were very good people there that were open to this. You know, people like Tim Burchett has done amazing work in trying to just get a conversation going about it. But equally, yeah, they have met opposition. There are people in very high places that, you know, on the surface, they will say that we don't want to talk about it because it's obviously all false. There's nothing worth talking about. But, of course, a lot of people see that as just a cover for the fact that actually there very much is something worth talking about. But you've got an issue, I suppose, because, A, yes, they probably want this kind of technology kept under wraps because they want it for themselves. They want to get the upper hand. But there's the other argument, and kind of David Grush sort of hinted at this in the congressional hearings, which is that, of course, there might be things that might well disturb the public. If you announce that ETs are here, that is a big thing. And although perhaps you and I and many people listening today wouldn't be so worried about that because we're used to that idea, unfortunately, I think a lot of the world would react probably quite sort of in a very shocked way to that. And then you've got to deal with the fallout from that. And then you are basically saying, well, actually, the authorities cannot control their own airspace. That doesn't look terribly good. People won't feel so secure. And then the day you announce that the ETs are here and we've got some of their technology, you suddenly realize that authority has stepped up to another level, that actually our authorities, our governments, may not be the bottom line. Because if there's powers higher than them and more powerful than them, then what? You know, who's controlling the show? So it does raise, I think, many serious issues. And I do feel that that is one of the reasons why there is, I think, a conflict going on within governments and, you know, probably beyond, to right down to the black ops levels, where, yeah, it is a serious debate. So it's not straightforward. I know that. You know, we all want some level of disclosure. But, of course, even if some extra level did come, now there's always going to be people feeling, well, they're not telling us the whole truth. And are they giving us any truth? Is this in itself another distraction? So, you know, we've all got into a situation where nobody's going to be quite sure what to believe anymore. And that in itself, of course, presents a lot of difficulties.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern. And go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.